Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm pleased to say that I'm joined today by Aileen Ivanes, who is Chief Sales Manager at Destin for Walton Beach Meetings and Events. Aileen, for 19 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Okay, well, Mark, thank you so much for having me here today. It is an honor to be invited to be part of your podcast. What a great deal that is. So my name, as you said, is Aileen Ivanes. I work here with Destin for Walton Beach Meetings and Events. What do we do exactly? So we work with the county, Okaloosa County. We are part of the Tourism Development Department. So the Meetings and Events Department specifically, we have four venues in town, four facilities that we rent for meeting spaces or whatnot. And we also represent our destination in its entirety, all of our hotels, restaurants, attractions, you name it. So we do everything. So that's what me and my sales team do. So our best practices, I will focus today on the sales aspect of things, because that's what we do on a daily basis, as well as customer service, because they go hand in hand, as we know, right? They are extremely correlated. I would say timely manner is huge for everything that we do, accountability, communication. I think those three are very intertwined. So I would say for my sales team here, we talk a lot. So when we get leads, because that's really lead management, that's what the core of our jobs here, we have to respond the day of. In a world like ours today, where everything is moving so fast, you know, you have everything at the tip of your fingers, just with a click away for everything. So you want to be super quick, at least. And I tell the team, one thing, it's very important. You want to at least engage that same day you get that lead. And maybe schedule a time. You can ask the client, hey, when are you available for us to chat about, you know, whatever their needs are. But you want to engage right there and then. Your follow-ups, it's huge. And you always, I like putting it on the client to, again, when it's best for them to connect, because we know we got to respect everyone's time. Everybody's busy doing whatever, you know, they're doing with life. So we like putting on the client to see when it's good for them. And then whatever you schedule with them, rest assured you have to do it when you told you would. So that comes with accountability too. Right. And then communication. So we like being very transparent with all the services we have to offer. We don't like, you know, sometimes when you're dealing with sales, sometimes people may promise you things to try to get you to sell whatever they are selling. And then you don't, sometimes the service is not delivered that way. But no, we are very transparent. We communicate really well via phone and also follow up with emails. So I think those would be the three major things. And then we see that especially communication and out there in the world can be very broken, and then misunderstandings can happen. So that is huge. So we try every day.
No, I love those concepts for sure. They apply in so many different departments and teams and organizations around the world. Just one more quick question. How much is that servant mindset an important feature of successful people within your team?
Oh, the servant mindset, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, that is huge, because that's what me and my team, we talk about when we do our weekly meetings. We are here to serve. That you have to have the servant mentality in the customer service and in the sales industry. We are here for other people. So one of the things we ask a client is like, what is your vision for your event? What do you want to do? What can I do to help you achieve that?
I love that. So what are your needs and how can we meet those needs moving forward? Yeah.
Yes,
Love that. Love that. Well, on behalf of everyone who's watching this back, thank you, Aileen, for your insights to help people and organizations be their best. Before we sign off, though, just a quick reminder to our subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. And with that, have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.